Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Many of us are so dependent on our favorite gadgets that it's hard to imagine unplugging for very long. But as Susan Challenger, associate professor and director of the writing program at the University of Dayton, explains, that doesn't mean that we aren't curious about those who reject technology.
Everyone knows that competing in our high-tech culture requires a laptop, smartphone, and iPad. Everyone also knows the Amish defy this wisdom. They're so unplugged, they don't even have electrical sockets. Yet they thrive. Today, there are 250,000 Amish in North America, double the number 20 years ago. By 2025, the number will double again. How can a people thrive who don't drive cars, never mind cruise the information superhighway? This is a great question, and 19 million people travel to Amish country every year in search of the answer. So what do they get while there? In my 15 years studying Amish country tourism, I learned that they get a lot of merchandise from gift shops, bakeries, and antique malls, and it adds up. Every year, visitors to Amish country in Pennsylvania, Indiana, and Ohio spend more than $1.2 billion. Beyond getting a lot of stuff, does anything important happen when tourists visit Amish country? I think so. Consider the Amish-style restaurant. There, visitors enjoy slow-roasted meats, real mashed potatoes, and freshly baked bread. This is slow food, food that takes time to prepare. And when tourists eat Amish-style food, they experience an answer to their fast-paced lives. Rather than grab and go, they linger at a table over slow food, like the Amish do. Americans also worry about technology. Do they control technology, or does it control them? Driving around Amish country, visitors can see that the Amish use only those technologies that enable them to live as they want to do. And when tourists get stuck behind an Amish horse and buggy, they may wonder if they could do what it would take to control time and technology in their lives. More than merchandise, Amish country offers visitors the chance to consider living otherwise, like the Amish do.
That was Susan Challenger of the University of Dayton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.